What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you here. Monday afternoon, final hour for us, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. We'll get back into the big story of the day coming up in just a couple of minutes from right now. Back into some college football in about 20 minutes as well, as the national championship game is now official. Obviously, Ohio State winning a big one on Friday night against Texas. It'll be Ohio State and Notre Dame. Right here at Mercedes-Benz 1 week from today. So we'll get into that in about 20 minutes. And a bunch of other college football stuff, too, because we didn't really get a chance to... We kind of knew what Carson Beck was going to do once the transfer portal thing was announced.
Yeah.
The news came out in the middle of the show. There's just so much other stuff to talk about on Friday. We didn't get really a chance to react to that at all. We'll get in now that we know where he's going and kind of how much he's getting and all that kind of stuff in 20 minutes. And then we'll get to an AMA at 1:40.
AMA early, though.
Early AMA?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Abe, how I was... He was out there in the streets. Hotel room paid for.
Oh, yeah. Midtown, Friday night, snow day.
Man.
Hotel room paid for, two bottles of bourbon. We pumped you up.
Yeah.
Like, pregame pump.
Look, okay. I could sit here and tell you, well, there's two truths. One, I'm not sure one rules out the other. Nothing was open.
We're off to a
pass. Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Nothing
right.
was open.
Okay. Okay.
All
okay.
right.
Okay.
okay.
All right.
If things had been open.
Right.
I still would have watched the game in my room.
All right, no problem. Well, there we go.
You didn't have a good to time, say the second,
but nothing. But nothing was open.
So
was open.
Okay, because of the weather, everything was closed.
All right. When you say nothing,
really,
I had to go down to the 8th floor here and eat ramen noodles and boiled eggs for dinner Friday night.
Huh.
Like, wow. You would think that some managers around town, some restaurants would open up for people that live down here. There's a lot of people that live down here.
Good for you for kind of sprucing it up though and getting your egg and ramen together.
Oh yeah.
Well done.
Egg and ramen, delicious.
Yeah,
it really is.
It's a perfect combo.
Really is.
Really, because like Thursday night, and I know it didn't snow Thursday night. The snow came on Friday morning and then kind of shut everything down. But Thursday night, there was people everywhere in Midtown.
Yeah. Like
McCray's and 11th Street Pub.
I think they were just concerned about getting workers in and getting workers home.
Okay.
And you didn't have that Thursday night yet.
So what'd you guys do then?
Bo, the first ever viewing of The Martian.
Oh,
the movie?
A movie that was on my list, knock that out.
Before the football game started?
The Matt Damon one?
Yeah. Okay. I just never seen it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And
a lot of potatoes.
A lot of potatoes.
Lots of potatoes.
Y'all were watching a movie together?
We watched
before the game started.
Okay.
We weren't holding hands during
I didn't say anything.
It wasn't a rom-com.
I didn't say anything. All I said it was okay. All right.
sci-fi thriller?
Yeah, that sounds fun.
It's a great movie.
And then we watched the game.
Okay.
All right.
It was a good game.
It was.
They had y'all in the same room together? No, we weren't roomies. I was up on like the 16th floor. I think that's probably as high as I've ever been down in Midtown. That's pretty high up there.
Pretty good view?
Didn't even like looking out of the window.
Oh,
it was a great view. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. All right, we can move on.
All right. Well, all right. Good.
Yeah.
As
long as y'all had a good time.
I'm glad
everybody
you had
was
fun.
Safe. Damn.
Anticlimactic, unfortunately.
Yeah. How about
that's kind of boring. I'm not surprised that that's what the story was.
I am not surprised. I'm surprised about the movie thing, but other than that, no.
I'm not surprised by that either.
Turns out there's movies in town that were way more expensive than sitting in a hotel room just watching a movie. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
There you go, guys. Good job. Stay healthy.
Maybe
stay
next
safe.
Time.
Everything like
maybe
that.
Maybe next time. Yeah. All right. Let's get to the big story of the day.
So watch Martian and watch the football game.
Yeah. Brought to you by QC Kinetics. Non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
We got to evaluate all of our coaches. We got to evaluate all of our players. We got to evaluate everything that we do from a whole program standpoint. And we will do those things. That's what starts today, Daniel. That's when we'll get out there and get those things going. We'll have a couple of days, couple of weeks, couple of everything to evaluate everything. We'll have a chance to get back together and really talk about these things. And that's the process that happens now, you know.
The process has now happened. That was a week from a week ago today. Raheem met with the media the day after the season came to an end. They gave up 44 points to the Carolina Panthers in a must-win game. We all kind of thought that day, a week ago, that the defensive coordinator, Jimmy Lake, would probably be the casualty if they were going to have one from the coaching staff. We also kind of thought they would do it probably after Terry Fontenot met with the media on Thursday.
Yes.
Which they did.
Yes.
They decided to move on from Jimmy Lake, the defensive coordinator. They did it on Saturday. The defensive line coach, Jay Rogers, as well. And, again, no surprise. Like, you underperformed the way this team did this season. The defense specifically, I don't know if the defense really underperformed. I guess a little bit, but I don't know how good you thought the defense was going to be anyway. But, yeah, somebody was going to have to pay for it.
Yep.
Wasn't going to be the coach or the general manager, so it was the defensive coordinator.
If they win that Carolina game, is he still fired?
Probably.
Broker.
I don't know. Probably. But, I mean, that was the nail in the coffin.
Oh, yeah, obviously.
Right?
Yeah, obviously. Yeah, I mean, now you got to go out there and you know, wide net and all those different things. You know, there are a lot of defensive coordinators' jobs that are open, and a lot of these good ones, these guys has done it for a long time. They're out there, and it's all about, you know, the fit with Ra as far as philosophy and all those different things. It's also of who do you want to bring in? Who do you want to keep that's already here on my staff that I brought over here? Because these guys – that are defensive coaches, Ra picked these guys.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Now, if he goes out and hires a defensive coordinator, obviously he might know some of these guys, but he might want some of his guys that are out there.
He might want more control. He might. I also have wonder, too, because remember, end of Dan Quinn tenure, Dan Quinn took over the defense, right? Like, that was like, okay, the buck stops with me. Mm-hmm. I'm a defensive guy. The reason I have this job.
I thought the same thing.
Wonder
this
if Raheem does the same thing.
I thought the same thing this morning.
Now, that it almost seems a little early for that.
Yeah, but
you know
what I mean? I thought the same
thing.
That's like
this a morning. Last ditch. Okay, guys, enough's enough. I'm taking over kind of stuff.
But
I half wonder if Raheem's like, all right, I'll just be the defensive coordinator and the head coach. Obviously, I'll get like an assistant or whatever.
Right. But that's what, Andy, I thought about that this morning, man. And so, and I was like, well, will he go ahead and just call the defense himself? I don't know. I don't know, because it's like one of those things where you hire Jimmy. Not saying you won't be hiring this guy, whoever you're going to get, but it's like, how familiar are you with him? Because you just don't want to go get Matt Eberflus, because Matt Eberflus was a great defensive coordinator.
Right.
You know, you want to have some kind of relationship with the guy. And so it'll be interesting, you know, it's your hire wherever it goes. But until you get Brandon Jones, no matter who you hire with him.
It doesn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. The conversation for us last Monday was, all right, that sucked. Why did that happen, and what can you do to try to fix it? My, you know, I know everybody wants the, you know, curses and all that kind of stuff. Maybe there is one. I hope not, because that's going to be really hard to fix.
Yep.
I don't think that they've ever invested in the defensive side of the football at a priority level the way that they have on the offensive side of the football. And I think that until they do that, that this is probably going to be a similar result.
Like, yeah.
The defense has been about as good as they've set it up to be, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess maybe you got to try to do better with your draft picks, obviously, especially if you're not going to draft any defensive guys in the first round. You know, the further on down you get in the draft, the higher value pick that is. Like, mm-hmm. Grady Jarrett, obviously, is a great example of a huge value in the draft that they got fifth round, and he's one of the franchise guys. But that's it as far as value guys go. Like, if you're not going to spend top draft picks on it, you're going to have to be able to hit in those rounds.
Yeah.
They haven't done either.
No, I think, you know, once Dan left and that one class with Keanu Neal and Deion Jones and Devontae
Deion
Campbell.
Deion Jones, by the way, making plays last night. I didn't know he played for the Bucks.
Look at it. I knew he played for the Bucks. I just didn't know he played.
Yeah, right. He's on the field making plays on the goal line. I didn't see that last night. I always really liked Deion Jones.
Love Deion Jones. But, yeah, I mean – The thing with this you got to do now is that the guys you drafted last year, which were a lot of defensive players outside of your first round pick, you got to hope that they all take the next step. Aurora and those guys like that, and then the draft class before Harrison, can he keep going? Can Evan Cady, can he in a contract season go do what dudes in contract seasons do?
Right.
You know what I mean? Go get you 11 sacks or something like that. And maybe have Troy Anderson stay healthy or something like that. You're not going to have the most money to go out there. I did say do whatever you got to go do to go get Trey Hendrickson or Max Crosby, but that's going to give up a top pick. Now, I'm not saying a first-rounder, probably that too, to get one of those guys in. Would I do that? You damn right I would. I know they don't have a three because of the Matthew Judon trade and everything like that, but if the Vegas Raiders are going to give up Max Crosby for a two, okay.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
That's exactly what you need. Plus, also, like, franchises don't make decisions like this, but I think we can justify it like this. Given your track record of second-round draft picks, you're not going to do better.
Exactly.
You're just going to draft a guy that doesn't work.
They need ammunition to go get them a quarterback.
The Raiders?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They need ammunition to go get a quarterback. So, I mean, just some early brainstorming about that, man. But, no, I mean, you got to get the guys.
Yeah.
That's basically what it was. We were talking, I forgot we mentioned, like the dude who Dallas Goedert stiff arm, Andy, you got to fight him. You got to fight him.
Got a lot of confidence in that.
I mean,
because he kind of did.
Stiff arming.
Not the same.
It's not the same as throwing them hands. His name, Valentine.
Dallas hit him right in the Valentine. He made him his Valentine.
Yeah,
a little early.
Yeah, dude. I mean, yeah.
He hit him three times.
Like, that's got to be the worst. That's one thing I'm glad.
Is that worse than getting poster dunked on?
Getting stiff arm?
Like that?
Yes. Yeah. It's got to be.
Got to be.
I've stiff armed plenty of people. I've never been stiff armed before. I've been like blindsided by a defensive player, but never been stiff armed before. So I don't know. I'm stiff armed plenty of people.
The satisfaction
of stiff arming somebody.
God, it's got to feel good.
It feels so good.
It's got to
feel
good.
But for you to just,
Because he got him three times.
Yes.
Like he kind of shrugged him and then he hit him.
Yes.
And then he was like, I thought I told you to leave me
alone.
Leave
me the hell alone.
I thought I told you I was going to the end zone.
He little brothered the hell out of him.
Little guy.
I love it, man.
Yeah, no, that
I,
was.
I love it. I think it's better than getting dunked on.
Drastically disrespectful.
Yeah.
Better than getting dunked on?
No, I'm saying I think it's more disrespectful.
Favorite stiff arm of all time?
My favorite stiff arm. I mean, it has to be Derrick Henry and Josh Allen. I mean, Josh Norman. That's my favorite.
Such a good one.
I tell you who had.
Mine's Marshawn Lynch. Is it Tracy Porter?
Yes.
Just threw him 15 yards down the field.
I'm telling you who's going to bust people up with that damn stiff arm. Willis McGahee.
I thought you were going to say LaDainian Tomlinson.
He played together in St. Louis. OJ, I can never say his last name. He was a safety when I got there.
Uh-huh.
And LaDainian, like, knocked his helmet off.
Well, he got the one guy where he's streaking through the middle, and it's just like the momentum of the way that he stiff-armed the guy who's diving at him.
Is it the pitcher?
And he...
It's the pitcher, right?
Is that
what
OJ.
It
is? Is that who it is?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I mean, he bounced his head off the turf like a basketball.
Yeah,
it's one of the great stiff-arms I've ever seen.
Yeah, dude. I mean, just...
That's got to be a great feeling.
I mean, but yeah, how Derrick Henry did it, though...
Yeah, he tossed him.
It was just he didn't have to do that.
He didn't have to do that.
And that was the biggest thing
about
that.
But I'm glad he did, though.
Yeah. Like, you know damn well you didn't have to do that to Josh. He didn't have to do that.
It's top-level disrespect.
It is.
That was what Goddard did, too, though.
Get away from me.
I'm scoring a touchdown. Ugh. Yikes. All right, we'll come back. We'll talk a little college football. Obviously, talk about the game that happened on Friday night between Texas and Ohio State. Ohio State and Notre Dame playing for the national championship game 1 week from today. We'll get to some of the other news from around college football as well. Carson Beck's headed to Miami. You know that. Kind of got some rumors about how much money he's getting. It's a pretty solid deal. Like, all things considered with the way college football is going right now, that's a pretty solid deal for Carson Beck to be able to swing that one. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, come hang out with 92.9 The Game and me and Michelob Ultra for an Atlanta Hawks watch party as they take on the Boston Celtics Saturday, January 18th at 7 p.m. at Veranda in Midtown. Hang out with the Hawks dancers, the flight crew. We got Hawks tickets, gift cards to the Hawks shop. That's Saturday, January 18th, 7 p.m. at Veranda in Midtown. Sponsored by Michelob Ultra. Must be 21 plus. Please drink responsibly. So, back at it with the Hawks watch parties, which is great.
There we go.
Now, Hawks didn't play over the weekend.
No.
Their game was canceled due to inclement weather.
Yes.
They wanted to be safe and make sure everybody could get around. So, honestly, best case scenario, because those guys are banged up.
Yeah, man.
Like, every game they can, every day they can not play a game and have Jalen Johnson get healthier and get back on the court, hopefully he'll be able to play tomorrow against Phoenix, the better.
Yeah.
Because they're not very good without Jalen Johnson.
No, they're not. And I saw Trey was at the game that Georgia beat Oklahoma. Another top 20 win for the Bulldogs.
They're ranked now.
Yeah.
23rd in the nation.
Yeah, man. Dogs had a nice win over Oklahoma. Oklahoma this weekend. Obviously, they beat Kansas. I mean, sorry, Kentucky. So, yeah, good for the Dogs, man. We just have a lot of fun up there playing ball. And we're looking at Bill Belichick. How much money would you have bet me if I said in November you would see Bill Belichick with a North Carolina bubble jacket, Jordan shirt on,
I would have. So if you would have just shown me that picture with no context,
yes,
I would have said, well, they must have hired his son.
Right.
They must, because there's been pictures of Bill Belichick with Washington Huskies gear on for the last 12 months.
Right.
Because his son was the defensive coordinator at Washington. And it was always so weird. I was like, why is Bill repping the Huskies?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, right. Because his son's the defensive coordinator. And then he'd like be at practice and stuff. I don't know. I was like, whatever, fine. Cool. He was around for a while. Now he's not. That's what I would have assumed. I would have assumed, they hired Steve Belichick as their defensive coordinator at UNC. Nope. Bill's the head coach at UNC. That's a nice looking jacket.
It's a hard. That jacket is very hard. But it's funny thing I was reading over this weekend. Bill ain't got no staff.
No?
Yeah, Bill's...
He's got his son.
Bill's staff is coming along real slow.
He's got Steve. I think Steve took the DB's coach from Washington with him as well.
Okay.
So we got a couple guys from the defensive staff at Washington. Who's the OC?
Who's the whole line coach?
Good question.
Who's the running back coach? Who's the receiver coach?
They haven't filled that out yet?
No.
Huh. Well?
No, I read that on yesterday. So
they're probably going to want to get on that.
Yeah. Maybe he's just like, wait, taking his time, wait and see who gets fired. Bring some NFL coaches.
Those guys are usually part of the recruiting staff.
Yeah, but no. Bill's doing that.
Okay, he's just out there.
Yeah, Bill's out there. Bill's out there going
pounding the pavement.
Yeah, pounding the pavement. Ain't no high school game, so he has to go directly into the school, which is the coolest thing ever. That was always the cool thing when you would be at lunch and the college would come see you and have to walk through the lobby where all the girls were to come talk to you.
Yeah, I bet.
Oh yeah,
that's a solid flex.
Oh yeah, oh the flex of all flex.
It was always so fun if there was a big recruit playing in a game. There was a couple kids when I was in high school that were, or like an opponent, and then like Rick Pitino would just be at our gym.
Right.
It was like, that's Rick Pitino.
Right.
He's here to see whoever. Like it was so much fun.
That's pretty cool.
And then like you try to get up your courage to go like say hi to him or whatever. I'm gonna go say hi to Coach Pitino. I'm going to do it. I'm going to go introduce myself. And then he would be very friendly.
Did you do it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
Pitino
yeah.
came. They had, who? I mean, obviously all the local coaches came. But Pitino was there to see Peyton Siva back in the day. That was really fun. But, yeah, no, it was so cool. It was cool. And they weren't there to see me, obviously. I wasn't flexing. I was going shaking hands and being like, in 25 years, I'd like to interview you on the radio. Remember my face and
me.
My voice.
Me. Then that's on Mike Vrabel. We know he got the job with New England, right? So he brought, because we're talking about the front office, he brought this guy named Brian Cowdle. He brought him to be his GM. He wanted him in Tennessee. Tennessee wanted to go with Rand. That also had a big reason of a splitting of the way. So he got his own. So head coach got his own guy.
I didn't realize that they fired the GM also.
Who?
In New England.
They really didn't have one.
They didn't really have one. Okay.
They really didn't have one.
I didn't. Okay.
Yeah.
So he got his own guy there,
Yeah, got
too.
His own guy there, too.
All right. So, look, I mean, from a stability standpoint, at least they're kind of all starting together at the same time.
Right.
That tends to be the blueprint when it's successful. Yeah. It doesn't always work.
Right.
But when you start staggering it, and this guy wants this guy, and this guy wants that guy, and you don't see on the same eye to eye, whatever, it kind of gets messy. So, anyway, we'll see how it works up there. You see the report that Carson Beck got $4 million to go be the quarterback at Miami?
Yeah.
That was part of the package to go on down there?
That's right.
That's
right.
Yeah. I'm a little surprised. I'm a little surprised.
His lady.
Yeah.
She plays basketball.
Correct.
Her sister, right?
They're twins.
The twin sisters. They're on the Miami basketball team. Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not. I mean, if the $4 million is right,
if that's true, if that's true, because reportedly that's what he was getting at Georgia as well.
And I don't know about that.
I don't know that either. I don't know that either. But reportedly, it's about the same. I just feel like, you know, I mean, coming off of an injury, obviously, didn't play particularly well during the year. Played better at the end of the year, but like, if he was getting this then, I don't know if the value is the same as it was.
Right.
But again, you got to get him.
Yeah, you got to get him. And I mean,
so whatever it takes, I guess.
Know, you got that. Then obviously, you got Miami has talent and everything. He's going to be the quarterback. They're not giving him that money. So obviously, they feel comfortable with his medicals and everything. And then his lady there.
Yeah.
His lady there.
No, it's a great
situation.
He
can drive his Ferrari, Lamborghini, and nobody say nothing because everybody drives those
everybody
down there.
Got Lamborghinis
everybody
down
got Lamborghinis there. In Miami.
Yeah, so he don't got to worry about
none of that.
Yeah, no one's going to be judging him for not driving a 1984 F-150.
Yeah.
And think about this, because just 5 years ago, like if he didn't want to play at Georgia anymore and he wanted to go to the NFL draft, like, he probably gets drafted, but he's not getting drafted early.
Right.
Like, he's getting drafted probably on the third day, maybe late second day, probably not, probably on the third day. Like, he's not making $4 million.
He definitely is not.
He's not making $4 million.
And he don't got his girl.
In the totality of that contract.
Yeah.
No. I mean, it's, like, again, there's obviously flaws with the system, like, and some of it is, you know, some of it is not great. But, like, that's your option.
Yep.
Is you can stay in college, make way more money than you would have otherwise.
Live in Miami,
and you're with your girlfriend, who, I mean, obviously you want to be close to her as often as possible.
Yeah.
And you can pump out way more TikTok videos.
Yeah.
So they're going to be.
Are they like, they're not an influencer couple. Is she? Well, oh, yeah.
That's a.
Well, I know
exactly
she is. I know she is. I don't think Carson is all that stuff, man.
Yeah. That's what he is.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, he doesn't have the face for it.
She does.
No, she does.
I think he's kind of in it because of her.
Oh,
right?
Okay. I thought, you know.
But I think he's become more of it since I don't know, man.
Yeah. Because my kid tells me that they're talking about shutting it down. So what are you going to do now?
Oh, they'll come up with something. something.
Yeah, come on.
Everybody got mad at Twitter, and then they're on Blue Sky, so maybe we could start our own thing.
What the hell is Blue Sky?
It's a Twitter thing, but it's different.
Oh.
It's a social media app.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm not on it.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm done joining new social media sites.
Hell yeah, dog.
I'm on the ones I'm on. I'm not getting on any new ones.
Yeah, but Carson.
I know that sounds kind of old, but I don't care. That's where I stand. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Facebook.
Yeah.
I'm not doing any
can't
of that.
Can't do nothing about it.
Got nothing for you, TikTok.
Nothing at all for you. I'm just like, you know, I say I'm too old for TikTok. They say there's old people on TikTok. So I'm like, fine, whatever. I just hope that your revenue stream, you got to move to China, something to keep playing with it. I don't know. So good for you.
Yeah, man. Good luck. Good luck to all the people that have to move to China to keep playing with it.
Yeah.
So the national championship's a week from today here in Atlanta. It's going to be Ohio State and Notre Dame. Ohio State, not a surprise if you go all the way back to the beginning of the season. They're a surprise if you go back to the beginning of the playoff
because
they played like absolute garbage against Michigan. They've been really good since then.
Yes.
Notre Dame's a surprise as recently as, I don't know, every game they've played, but they continue to win.
Yep.
And Notre Dame is you can't take it away from them.
No.
You can't, look, I mean,
how much money, the money aspect of this is ticking everybody else off to?
A little. It's got to be a little bit. They're all getting money, though. But,
Notre Dame gets the full
$20 million boat just by being in there. I don't know. I guess the response would be go independent if you want that. But then if you don't make a bowl game, then you get $0.
Right.
And so you got to roll the dice on that one. Also, every team that's in your conference that makes a bowl game, you get a little bit of slice of that.
Right.
So I think the revenue sharing is probably more of a benefit than it is a detriment in those situations.
Right.
Plus, also, I mean, you just get all the broadcast. I don't know. I mean, Notre Dame's an extreme circumstance.
Yeah, they are.
Right? Like, nobody can do that. Some people probably could, but not everybody could do that. But yeah, man, here we are. Here we are with Notre Dame unexpectedly in the national championship game, taking on Ohio State, who's as talented as anybody is. And if they play the way they've been playing, they're going to be national champions.
Yeah, the thing with Notre Dame is, you know, they've been in some physical ball games, and they are a well-coached, gritty-ass football team that's going to have to make some plays, that's going to have to do what they did against Georgia and Pitt. They get turnovers. They're going to have to get those turnovers and did not get them. Turn them into points. They're going to have to find some ways to do it because I don't think they can go score for score, possession for possession with Ohio State for four quarters.
The other thing that's showing up. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. But going back to what we talked about last week, Bunk, with the whole Penn State thing, if Notre Dame can make it a four quarter game and put doubt in Ohio State,
yeah.
They got them.
No, definitely.
They got them.
Definitely. Because as much as Ohio State's played really well the last three games, like, they're still not that far removed from Ryan Day feeling that doubt creeping in and starting to overthink it and get cute, whatever, make decisions. The thing that's benefiting Ohio State a ton as well, because they're hurt, they're decimated on the offensive line. They just have dudes behind them.
Mm-hmm.
Notre Dame is, and we talked about this at the beginning of playoff, like, especially if you're not a team that gets a bye, no team that got a bye won, so every team that's played on into the playoff is a team that didn't get a bye. The attrition is catching up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Notre Dame has got so many injuries on that team. Yep. Even guys that are going to play are banged up. So the teams like Ohio State that are still kind of built the traditional way of recruiting and maintaining and developing, those are the teams that have the advantage in this 12-team playoff where you have to play more games than you ever have.
I don't know how good Ohio State's O-line is. I think they're better.
Yeah.
They're better once some things got solidified and everything. But still,
you just got to give credit to a team that missed two. They're missing two first-round draft picks.
Yes, they are.
And they're in the national championship.
Yes, they are. And I think that the one thing, and we'll go back to talk about a little about the Cotton Bowl, is Texas's front is better than Notre Dame's front, in my opinion.
They are. I think so, too.
The secondary is what Texas is, you know what I mean? And so when you look at it from that way, when you're down to your last fumes, are they going to be as fresh and ready as they can come next Monday and everything? But if they let Ohio State get out, it's going to be a wrap, man.
Yeah.
I don't say it ain't going to look like TCU then, but it's going to be a wrap.
Yeah, I think, yeah, that's probably extreme, but it could be bad. I could see it getting bad. I hope it doesn't because I want to see a good game, but I could see that happening. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an AMA. Any question, any topic to wrap things up. Phone lines are open. 404-726-0929. Load them up. Ask us anything. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. Final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at reliableair.com. A few phone lines available if you want to jump on. 404-726-0929. Plus, like we talked about last week a little bit, the third segment of the hour a little longer than they used to be, so we'll have a little bit more time to cycle through some phone calls. So if you don't get on at first, call back and get on hold. 404-726-0929. We talked about this during a break, Randy, but Ed Reed.
Yeah, man.
NFL Hall of Famer Ed Reed is joining the coaching staff at Chamblee High School.
Yeah.
He's going to be the offensive coordinator.
There you go, Ed.
That's pretty awesome.
The typo? Was it being defensive?
It said offensive coordinator.
Okay, right.
Even with the graphic, it had like the cool graphic of Ed. Like, had like him playing, and then it had, because he always wears that cool hat now.
Yes.
Everywhere you see him.
Yes.
They had that on there. It said offensive coordinator.
Good for Ed.
Yeah.
Good for Ed.
Can you imagine being a player for, you're like a sophomore who goes to school there? It's like, oh, now Ed Reed's going to be our coach. This is incredible.
Who don't know who he is, Riley?
Oh, I guess.
Yeah, you know how these youngins don't know.
Well, maybe some of them do.
Yeah, but maybe good for Ed, man. Good for Ed.
Yeah, that's awesome. All right, Xavier is in Gwinnett. Hey, Xavier.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Hello. Don't know if you guys stated this or not, but if you guys had to choose your top three potential defensive coordinators to come in for the Falcons, who would they be?
Somebody good.
All right, I don't know, man.
Somebody
good. To be honest.
Yeah, somebody good.
Raheem could do it himself.
Yes.
Because he has been a defensive coordinator before.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was the defensive coordinator of the Rams team that won the Super Bowl. You mentioned a couple other guys, like Lou Anarumo from Cincinnati.
Yeah, I've had quite a bit of success.
That's
definitely like my thing.
I have no idea.
I have no idea.
I don't know what because his relationships are.
Because one thing about it is they're all qualified to be a defensive coordinator in NFL.
Yeah.
100% sure.
Can I ask y'all a follow-up on this? Because I know as a head coach, Raheem would never think this way, and none of these guys do. But like I personally, as a fan, supporter, would be interested in Robert Saleh. But that's also hiring a clear replacement.
Yeah.
You can't go into the fact of looking at it that way because of the simple fact is that, like, you're going to be replaced by him. What's the interim? That was your afraid of?
Right.
Yeah, that's the mindset. No.
Yeah, if you could get Robert Saleh, that'd
be
great.
If you get Robert Saleh, it'd be great. But, yeah, it'd be great. Robert Saleh was a damn good defensive coordinator. Now, Robert Saleh had Nick Bosa and Fred Warner and all those guys. But still, he was the one calling the play.
Does that make a difference?
Hell yeah, it does.
Well, but to counter that,
hell yeah, it does.
The difference between the Jets' defense this year with Saleh and the Jets' defense this year after he got fired is pretty staggering.
Yeah, I also think, how the season went.
Sure, absolutely. Good counter.
You know how the season went.
They gave up on that season.
Look, not to be dismissive of the whole process, because of course it matters, but like Randy was saying, until they get legitimate top-end talent on that side of the ball at all three levels, like Jesse Bates is awesome. It's great.
Yeah.
You got to get that level guy on the defensive line.
Yeah.
You got to get a pass rusher who is that type of guy.
Yeah, because the thing with it is there have been great defensive coordinators who didn't have players and didn't succeed.
Right. There's been great defensive coordinators who did succeed when they did have great players and then weren't as good when they didn't have great players. It's not a mystery.
It's not.
You have to have better players.
Yes.
There's a reason why this is going to be the fourth defensive coordinator during Terry Fontenot's tenure. It's because they have failed to stock that side of the ball.
Yes.
Dean Pees, Ryan Nielsen, Jimmy Lake, and whoever they hire next. That's in 5 years.
Yes.
They've moved through all these. And I understand not every circumstance is the same, but the fact remains, like, they're cycling through these guys because the talent level on that side of the ball has remained
and
similar.
You're going to hear all these names. I want Robert Saleh. Okay. I want him. I want this guy. I want this guy. Okay. Yeah. You know what I want? I want Robert Saleh to come here and have a defensive end to rush a pass.
You know, I want Max Crosby.
You know what I mean? That's who I want.
I'll take
Max Crosby and
Jimmy Lake.
And Jimmy Lake.
Yeah,
sure will.
Exactly. Exactly right. All right. Jacob is in Johns Creek. Hey, Jacob.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Long-time listener, I consider myself an Ohio State Bulldog, or you can call me a Georgia Buckeye. I have lived in Georgia since 1975 when I was 5 years old. It's all I really know. But my parents went to Ohio State. My father actually tutored some of Woody Hayes' football players and get lifetime tickets, and he would drive me every other year. Every other year, as long as I can remember, we would drive from Atlanta to Columbus to see the Ohio State Michigan game.
Cool. Nice.
So when those two teams play each other, which happened not so long ago, I didn't know who to root for. Like, I couldn't be happy and I couldn't be sad. My question to you, and you kind of got to take the homer out of it, think of your father, Randy, as someone who went to Georgia Tech or Florida, Andy, someone who went to Oregon.
Sure.
Like, when you're in that position, what do you do?
I don't know. I don't know what I would do.
I don't.
Like, if my dad was a diehard Oregon Ducks fan, and I'm obviously the fan of the Huskies that I am,
right,
and when they play each other,
right?
I don't know.
Oh, I don't care. I don't split my love for nobody.
Yeah.
That's me. They're like, say for instance.
I mean, obviously, I'm rooting for the Huskies.
Like,
I want Oregon to fall off the face.
Like,
of
I got
earth.
Two more kids that got to go to college, right? And so, but all my other kids, you know, they don't go to no place that, like, my daughter's going to Georgia. My son goes to West Georgia. So I'm just like, nah, I ain't got nobody. They play West Georgia. I mean, Georgia, you're going to beat the hell out of West Georgia.
Yeah,
he knows that.
They probably handle that one.
Yeah, he knows that. So unless Samson comes and goes to LSU or something.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I would root for Washington, and I would talk a lot of trash to my dad, and I would eat duck, and I would try to make my dad eat some, too.
Yeah.
That's probably what I would do.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. Like, if Lily went to Oregon.
Well, she won't.
But she would.
Well, she's not gonna.
Okay.
Okay, but for the hype, sorry to ruin the hype, though. Go on.
If she did, what would you do?
Oh, I'd probably disown her. Change her last name to Davis. You can have her. You can have her and hope Jack's a better kid. Hope Jack doesn't spit in my face like that.
I like how you said it. Change her name to Davis.
Yeah, she can be a Davis. She's like at that age now where she's confused why me and Ashley don't have the same last name.
Right.
So that's already coming up.
Yeah.
She wants to go to Oregon? Take her.
Yeah.
You can have her. Lily Davis.
Is Bunker on the wedding thing?
Well, I think they're both on there.
Okay.
Because, like, the wedding license, right?
Yeah.
Like, both our names.
Okay.
But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'd be happy for her. I don't care what she does.
I know you would.
Just as long as she's successful. But, like, why would you go there, though? You know what I mean? Unless she becomes some great, like, distance runner. Like, they have a lot of good women's sports.
Right.
So I guess if she got a scholarship to go there.
Right.
But, like, just for school?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
because we're probably going to live here,
right? Right.
So you want me to pay out-of-state tuition so you can go to a mediocre academic
this
institution?
Is a scholarship, though, right?
Yeah, it's got to be, right?
If it's a scholarship, you got to.
And now they have really good specific programs. Like, so if she wants to go there for one of those, maybe. But it'd be like, it would be tough.
I think the biggest question or thing there for me would be gear. So, like, I have a daughter that went to Louisiana Tech.
If
I go to a game with her, I would wear Louisiana Tech gear.
Okay.
But if Olivia ends up getting a free ride to play softball at the University of Alabama, ain't no way that whatever they call that red is ever touching my head.
You think so?
Or the A with a mullet.
I don't. Really? Okay. Okay.
I always thought that growing up until I actually start seeing my boys. Like, my boy Big Foss' daughter goes to LSU.
Right.
Had LSU shirt on.
Right.
You know, I saw some other
points.
Yeah.
Right.
So, I don't know.
I could support it and go to games with her, but I would not.
Here's what would happen, honestly, in reality. If Lily goes to Oregon and is like a, you know, whatever, like a distance runner, which would be incredible and surprising because it's not really in our DNA, but whatever, maybe she can do it. I'd probably wear that hideous green and that horrible O.
There you go.
And root for my daughter. And love her. But hopefully I raise her well enough between now and
then
she doesn't. Yeah, there's other schools that have good cross-country teams.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Ugh. You know what's the worst, though, is, like, not if they go there, whatever. That's a different thing. They earn it. They get a scholarship. Like, some kids, just because of the relationship they have, like, my wife roots for Georgia's football team because her dad's a diehard Tennessee fan.
Right.
Just to blank with it.
Right.
Like, what?
Yeah.
And he's a good dad. Like, they got a good relationship.
Yeah.
But he went wrong somewhere. Like, how do you avoid that?
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
I don't know.
Because all your kids root for Georgia.
Yes, they do.
Right?
Yes.
How'd Jim do that?
I don't know.
He misstepped somewhere. Something went wrong. I don't know. Steven's in Atlanta. Hey, Steven.
Good question.
Hey, so what's the angriest you've ever been at a sporting event? Either that be football game, game of golf, or anything like that.
Like my own,
like
like a professional.
Something that you participated in.
Oh, okay. Man. All right.
I mean, obviously, there's plenty of games I was pissed off about. I mean, which one? there's plenty of ear pads flying, helmet busted open, mad. Plenty of those episodes.
I used to be a very angry golfer. It was embarrassing. Like, I would, like, throw clubs and cuss, and it was
not throwing clubs in the water?
No.
Never understood that.
Never done that, but I spiked a 5-wood one time, and the head of it flew off into the water.
Damn.
So that was, like, what are we doing? You know? I don't know. It was probably other stuff. I probably had undealt with anger in other parts of my life. You know what I mean? It's usually more than just a bad golf shot.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty calm now.
Yeah. But
I try my hardest to not lose my cool ever.
Yeah, that's plenty of times. I ain't never knocked over nothing like a table. I've never done nothing like that. But I have, my helmet is taking abuse.
Uh-huh.
It has.
You know who's an angry little doesn't get his way son of a gun?
Your son.
Jack Bunker.
Yeah.
Like, no, you can't do that. He'll find the nearest thing and knock it over. It's like, what are you doing? Like, he's a little Bobby Knight walking around.
Wait till you got to give him a damn football helmet, because when he falls, like, with a bang his damn head. Like, dude,
I like picked him up yesterday because I was like, no, man, enough. Quit taking the batteries out of the remote. You're going to hurt yourself. You're messing with stuff. And he just took it and chucked it across the room. I was like, dude, you got to work on your temper, young man.
Yeah.
You got to get some anger.
Watch yourself.
You got to figure it out. All right. Moose is in Cartersville. Hey, Moose.
Hey, what's up, Andy Randy? What's up, fellas?
Hi, Moose.
Hey, speaking of defensive coordinators, this week, pretty much looking forward to the NFL draft and free agency. Do y'all think we address that in free agency as far as the pass rush or pass defense or the NFL draft? And if it's the NFL draft, who do y'all think we might be picking up at 15?
Wow, there's a lot of guys I want.
Yeah,
I mean, a lot of guys I want. A couple guys at Georgia.
Yeah, there's always a list of people.
15 and 13 I'd like.
Yeah, I think that
sorry, 11 and 13.
You'll know once everything settled with this Kirk Cousins thing, I think. Mm-hmm. As far as money.
How much money you're going to have
and accolade and all those other things.
Now, that shouldn't have anything to do with what they do at 15.
Not at 15, but I'm saying as far as free agency or whatever like that, you'll know how much money you have after you deal with that.
I just think it's going to be probably hard for them to be in the
big name.
Yeah, big game hunting because of the hamstring that Kirk Cousins' contract is going to be. But again, that should have nothing to do with what they do at 15.
No.
And do I think they're going to do it? I mean, I'd be crazy to say yes, because I've thought that they should take a defensive player.
There's nothing else on offense they need to take.
I'll figure something out. They can figure.
Unless the Texas lineman slides or something.
Yeah. You could get a right tackle, I suppose, if you wanted to go that route. But, I mean, who knows? Fool me once.
Fool me.
Fool me twice.
Fool me.
Fool me four times in a row. We're sitting here breaking. We're sitting here talking about
four people who don't affect the pass rush at all.
Nope. Jared Verse. Who was the other guy last? Dallas Turner. Latu. That's just the last guys from last year. You go back. How many like hours do we spend talking about like Taven Bryan and Kalavon Chason?
We're not going to talk about them because I kept saying like, what?
Just names of guys that rushed the pass.
I was done when everybody said they need to trade him for Henderson. I was like, I'm not listening to none of y'all no more. Chase, I said, yeah, they have him.
So my guess is no.
Tyven Bryant. Remember him, the kid from Florida?
Yeah, the kid from Florida.
Like, come on, man.
Probably they'll take Tyler Warren from Penn State. He's a tight end.
He is.
Probably take him.
I doubt it.
Yeah. I hope they take a defensive player. But
they will take a defensive player, Andy.
Pretty sure about it?
Yep.
All right.
Yep. Pretty sure about that, Andy.
Okay.
Pretty sure.
I hope they do. Let's get the takeaways of the day.
I'm pretty sure, man.
As our show gets into the final stretch, it's
I'm pretty sure they were going to take one last year.
So many achievements.
Then they took a quarterback.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I just didn't know who was
Remember when they paid Kirk Cousins $100 million?
Yeah, I just didn't know. Was there anybody that was worthy at that spot? That's why I just like, hey, really?
Jared Verse had a pretty good year.
Yeah. Andy cooks eggs on one side of the pan.
I have to.
Yes.
Because my range is lopsided. It's not even. But it's all right. We've got it figured out. Randy will run over Chip and Dale.
Yep.
On purpose.
Yep.
I ain't moving. You're not putting any makeup on Randy to be on TV. You're just going to have to deal with the fact that he's a glowy guy.
Yep.
Dan Campbell versus Dan Quinn next Sunday. Leave the punters at home. And maybe George Pickens needs to read more.
I don't know, man.
I don't think he knew it optimistically.
I don't either.
You can't have nipples and a cummerbund. Got to have one or the other.
Yes.
And you have to move to China to, quote, keep playing with it.
On TikTok.
On TikTok.
Yeah. You want to keep playing with TikTok, you got to move to China. Are they really going to do that? Because they keep talking about it.
The 19th.
Yeah?
I mean, probably not, but that's in theory the date.
All right. I'll keep an eye on it. We'll let you know. That'll be trending that day. Or it won't be, I guess, because anyway. Dukes and Bell coming up next.